This is looking at Wiseman Creek. This is a normal progression of the off-ice there in the Brooks Range. That's the Wiseman Creek Canyon, the lower end of the canyon. There's spring flow, another hydrologic flow from beyond the ridge on the skyline. That has a continuous flow of about 1 meter by about one-third meter deep, continuous flow that is constantly trying to flow down this stream. And if there's a heavy snowfall in the Brooks Range on top of this ice, all of that flow is going to be in that snow, and this is where you have tremendous amounts of problems with travel. You come into these canyon areas, and you will expect heavy amounts of overflow. And so the Brooks Range is kind of unique in that a lot of the drainages don't have a lot of flow, or there's areas of flow that on the surface that build huge off-ice sheets. There's some deep hydrologies underneath the ground that can actually redevelop the river channel flow below these areas. And some of the side drainages, basically they don't have. They have spring areas that have flow below and lots of huge off-ice sheets. And then those freeze off until you come to the next hydrologic event area. So you can anticipate, whereas in the Park Service, you know, for skiers and people who are uninitiated with the area, they could actually map out those areas where you can anticipate having problems near canyon areas. And because these things are so dangerous, if someone was to inadvertently get into a canyon area, get their feet wet, they'd have a hard time climbing up these ice walls. And this could be life-threatening.
We've been doing some work on those springs that come through the permafrost there, and so we've got a lot of those springs mapped out, and I suspect a lot of the really bad areas are from those springs on downward, but I'd never thought of actually using it for that kind of purpose. But, mm-hmm.